Chapter 15. In the dark heart of the Empire's largest Star Destroyer, there is a dark room. In that dark room is a large, dark egg. It is a meditation chamber. In that large, dark egg is possibly the darkest soul in the galaxy.
Lord Vader,
Admiral Piet murmurs. He has hurried from the bridge, from where the destroyer is navigating a particularly nasty asteroid field. His hands are shaking, for lots of reasons. Slowly, the dark egg cracks open. Vader is sitting with his back to the Admiral. His helmet is off. Piet averts his eyes. Even the back of Vader's head is difficult to look at. Flower-white skin, scars and burns crisscrossing the surface. The helmet is lowered. The skin is sheathed in the shining alloy of Vader's black helm. He turns.
What is it?
Vader's voice inspires uncontrollable shivers of fear, no matter how many times one hears it. The Admiral, though, has a message even more terrifying. He swallows hard before saying,
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him.
Vader's reaction is swift.
Move the ship out of the asteroid field so that we have clear transmission.
Yes, my lord.
The Admiral scurries away. Vader steps from his meditation cell and strides to a small platform, the transmitter deck. He steps onto it. He kneels. He bows his head. The sight of Vader bowing should strike fear in any heart, for it means there is one more powerful, more evil than he. And that one is come. A projection fills the room. From floor to ceiling, it depicts a figure in a black cloak, hooded like a Jedi's. Under the hood, barely visible, is a hideous face. Wrinkles deep and regular as a castle's moat run in concentric lines from temple to chin and under the sunken eyes. Those eyes are a rich yellow, with piercing black pupils. Vader sees none of this. His head is still bowed.
What is thy bidding, Master?
The Emperor's voice is deep, like Vader's, but it is raspy too. More of a croak than a voice.
There is a great disturbance in the Force.
Vader nods, not raising his head.
I have felt it.
The Emperor inhales, as if drawing breath through a reed in a swamp.
We have a new enemy. Luke Skywalker.
Vader's head does not move, but a new tension grips his hunched shoulders, his bent neck.
Yes, my master.
He could destroy us.
For a moment, Vader does not speak. When he does, his rich voice is slow and deliberate.
He is just a boy. Obi-Wan can no longer help him.
The Force is strong with him. The son of Skywalker must not become a Jedi.
Vader raises his head to his master. A new idea occurring to him, it seems.
If he could be turned, he would become a powerful ally.
Pause. The Emperor's gaze considers his most promising pupil, penetrating that dark helm, that black mask, through his apprentice's burnt and scarred skin, and down into his dark heart. There, in the center of evil, the Emperor detects something. He cannot tell what it is.
Yes,
he croaks at last.
Yes, he would be a great asset.
And then,
can it be done?
Darth Vader bows his head again.
He will join us or die, my master.